भन्ने नै छ। त्यतिन्जेलसम्मका लागि कार्यक्रमबाट हामी सबैलाई बिदा दिनुहोस्। तपाईँको दिन शुभ रहोस्। नमस्कार।
पूर्वको मेची पश्चिमको महाकाली दिसोनले बाँडेको छ सबैतिर खुसियाली, जितेको छ सबै नेपालीको मन हरदम, उत्कृष्ट क्वालिटी सबै भन्दा उत्तम टिभी हेर्ने सबको यो पहिलो रजाई
नेपालको एकमात्र डिटिएच सेवा डिस होम डिस होम खुशीको कनेक्सन।
गाउँका कृषकहरू जम्मा सूचीकरण गर्न भनेर पालिकाको कृषि शाखा गइसके, हामी जानु पर्दैन भने?
केही थाहा छैन, फुर्सद पनि छैन, किन चाहियो? सबैले कृषक भनेर चिनेकै छन्।
त्यसो होइन नि बा, सूचीकरणले कृषकको औपचारिक पहिचान मिल्छ, सरकारलाई कृषिका योजना निर्माण गर्न र कृषकले सेवा सुविधा प्राप्त गर्न पनि सहज हुन्छ।
कुरा त ठिकै हो कि साँच्चै सूचीकरण गरेपछि हाम्रो पहिचान मिल्छ र सेवा सुविधा लिन यो चाहिने नै हो त?
हो नि, कृषि कार्यक्रममा कृषकको पहुँच पुर्याउन पनि यो सूचीकरण अति जरुरी छ, अनि यसले कृषकको पहिचान सहित परिचय पत्र पनि दिन्छ सरकारले।
ए, सूचीकरण त गर्नै पर्ने हो।
नागरिकता, जमिनको लाल पुर्जा र फोटो पनि चाहिन्छ। ल बा, तपाईँ पालिकाको कृषि शाखा पुग्दै गर्नुहोस्, तला गरी दिदी पनि जान्छु भन्नुभएछ, म उहाँलाई लिएर आउँछु है।
कृषक सूचीकरण अभियानमा सहभागी बनौ, कृषकको पहिचान स्थापित गरौ।
नेपाल सरकार, कृषि तथा पशुपक्षी विकास मन्त्रालय, कृषि सूचना तथा प्रशिक्षण केन्द्र, हरियर भवन।
This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs National Planning Commission to prioritize poverty alleviation through production and entrepreneurship. Nepal draws global attention to climate change impacts. Forest and Environment Minister Ain Bahadur Sahi highlights government's initiative to tackle climate challenges in ministerial roundtable in UK. Efforts begin to include Sinza Valley in World Heritage List, and Greenland's politicians unite against the US President Donald Trump's annexation threats. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed the National Planning Commission to put poverty alleviation on first priority by increasing production, productivity and entrepreneurship. During a meeting with National Planning Commission office bearers at his office in Singhadarbar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli urged the Commission to carry out effective monitoring and evaluation of national pride projects and development of entrepreneurship. Similarly, Vice Chairperson of the Commission, Professor Dr. Shivaraj Adhikari, briefed the Prime Minister about various issues, including implementation of the 16th Plan. Vice Chair Adhikari stressed the need for making local levels resourceful for effective implementation of the fiscal federalism. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli has directed the bodies concerned to streamline the Sagarmatha Sambad program. The three-day program has been scheduled in Kathmandu from the 16th of May. He issued the directives after carrying out inspection and monitoring at the Sagarmatha Sambad Secretariat yesterday, which is in operation at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar. The government has invited heads of the state and heads of the government of various countries, including India and China, as a special guest in the program. The government is organizing the program for the first time, keeping at center the climate change, mountains and future of humanity. Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Sahi Thakuri has called the attention of the world community to the impact of climate change. Minister Sahi, who is in the UK to participate in the ministerial roundtable on tackling water security across the climate-nature development nexus, drew attention of the global community to impacts of climate change. Earlier on Thursday, Minister Sahi delivered his remarks with Nepal's approaches in water security at the ministerial roundtable. In his address, the minister highlighted the initiatives taken up by the government of Nepal in the face of life-threatening challenges posed by climate change in Nepal's ecosystem and livelihood. The rhinoceros census conducted every 5 years has been suspended this year due to a shortage of funds. Director General of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation, Ramchandra Kadel, said that the census was being carried out with the help of donors, but it had to be suspended this year due to shortage of funds. The government has not made any budgetary provision to keep regular records of rhinos. Director General Kadel said, although the census could not be carried out this year, the status of rhinos would be known through the park's post based on the signal of individual rhinos. The department had been conducting the census in collaboration with the various donor agencies partnering with the park. The ruling CPN-UML has called a meeting of the party's central secretariat for March 17th. According to the UML Central Office Secretary Dr. Bhishma Adhikari, the meeting will discuss party's organizational activities and contemporary political topics. The meeting will take place at 1 p.m. at the UML Central Office in Chasal, Lalitpur. The Socialist Front is to hold discussions with the intelligentsia and the civil society about the latest political scenario. The 12th Central Working Committee meeting of the Front held at the Central Office of CPN Unified Socialist at Aloknagar yesterday decided to this effect. Nepal Communist Party spokesperson Khadga Bahadur Biswakarma said the Front also decided to forward political dialogue with the parties and leaders of the parties in and out of the parliament. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Efforts have begun to include the Sinza Valley, the capital of the erstwhile Khas Kingdom and the place from where Nepali language originated in the UNESCO World Heritage List. To lay the groundwork for this, a team from the Department of Archaeology is currently in Sinza to conduct an in-depth study and for an observation. As part of this initiative, the department has also held an interactive session at Sinza Rural Municipality in collaboration with the local government. Sinza, known for its rich historical, archaeological, linguistic and cultural significance, was the site of the establishment of the Khas Kingdom under the King Nagaraj in the 12th century. Now, a sports news update. Nepal defeated Hong Kong by 6 wickets in the ongoing Women's T20 International Cricket Tournament underway in Uganda. Hong Kong, who won the toss and elected to bat first, scored 104 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs in the match held at Entebbe Cricket Oval in Uganda. Nepal chased down the target of 105 runs to win in 19.3 overs at the loss of 4 wickets. Samjana Khatka scored 47 runs for Nepal. Pooja Mahato scored an unbeaten 20 and captain Indu Barma scored 18 runs. Now on to some international news update. Greenland's leading political parties have issued a joint statement to condemn U.S. President Donald Trump's unacceptable behavior after the U.S. president seemed to escalate his campaign to take over the island. The show of unity saw all leaders of parties in the parliament release a joint message saying they cannot accept the repeated statements about the annexation and control of Greenland. It follows a meeting between Trump and NATO's Secretary General Mark Rutte on Thursday, where the president seemed to double down on his annexation plan. Greenland, the world's biggest island between the Arctic and Atlantic Ocean, has been controlled by Denmark for about 300 years. Greenland governs its domestic affairs, but decisions on foreign and defense policy are made in Copenhagen. The U.S. has long had a security interest in the island. It has had a military base there since World War II, and Trump is probably also keen on the rare earth minerals that could be mined there. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the westerly and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places of the high hilly regions of the country, with the possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 10 to 12 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 25 to 27 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli directs National Planning Commission to prioritize poverty alleviation through production and entrepreneurship. Nepal draws global attention to climate change impacts. Forest and Environment Minister Ain Bahadur Shahi highlights government's initiative to tackle climate challenges in Ministerial Roundtable in UK. Efforts begin to include Sinjar Valley in World Heritage List. And Greenland's politicians unite against U.S. President Donald Trump's annexation threats. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.